and it's getting harder to cut pieces.
Yeah, you're just not very...
Don't tell me I'm not good at cutting pizza with scissors. That's
you're really not that good at it.
I'm
pizza
better.
And wine, what an interesting combination.
It's
actually, pizza and wine goes about right, yeah. Well,
it's Italian food.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wine, red wine really goes good with anything with meat in it. Rachel's a car salesman.
Really?
Saleswoman, I'm sorry.
Salesman is the correct term.
Salesperson.
I'm okay with salesman.
Okay. You don't mind subjugating yourself to a man's world? I don't mind. I'll do it. I'll do whatever you want.
We all are, in fact.
I won't, because I'm not a sexist.
Are you sure we're not humankind?
We're
human. Why not Hugh woman? Right? W-Y-M-Y-N.
Uh-huh.
Knock on wood. Not a man's wood, though.
I knew watching that movie earlier today was going to throw me off for the rest of the week. You guys are ready for a fill-up, huh? You got more pizza.
It's
you got
the good stuff. Charles Shaw, $3.69 on sale at Safeway.
Okay.
Actually, you got the better stuff before. I hope you like this.
What is it? I mean, you usually don't drink a whatever, a Merlot, but this is...
Well, no, that other one was a Merlot. This is a...
Pinot Noir.
It's a Cabernet.
Cabernet's my favorite.
Okay.
King Cab. DC Cab.
I still haven't seen that.
You didn't see DC Cab?
DC and Mr. T.
Yep.
Oh man!
So in in Juneau. No, go ahead. Say what you're gonna say.
I just never got to answer my. You asked me a question of why I like Rocky, and I never got to answer.
No. Go ahead. Off, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And that was like 30 minutes.
It was 30 minutes ago. I apologize. Go ahead. Why do you like Rocky?
Because of the justice factor of it.
So you like when someone gets revenge or vengeance, basically?
No, justice. And revenge are two different things. Revenge would have been if Rocky wouldn't killed him.
You think revenge...
And it would have been out of anger. Rocky, well, obviously he was angry, but he just beat the guy. He didn't kill him.
And that showed more about his morals because he was able to restrain himself.
And he got justice for his friend's... In a sense, he got justice for his friend's death because not only did he beat the Russian, he had Russia rooting for him.
And he said, we can all change...
I mean, he had Russia rooting for him?
I remember.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Everyone started going, Rocky, Rocky, wow. All the Russians.
Because he showed spunk. When it comes to knowing how to open a bottle of beer, you're up at like the 50s or 60s.
Yeah. You know what? That does work better for jars than it does for bottles. I've realized.
Oh, the jar thing. No, I knew the jar thing. I just thought I'd never seen it used with the beer.
Well, it's the same principles.
It's the same principle.
Make an inverted M.
I do it now. Thanks to Ian. First time I ever met him. I'll never forget it.
Oh, boy. First impression there, huh? Jar.
I don't forget it.
Yeah, okay.
I open bottles by breaking them on the edge of a table and then just biting the
bread. I cut them off with a sword.
I've been manly enough before to put one on a rock while I was at the beach and just...
Yeah, you did that, really? And it worked?
Hells yeah.
Have you ever seen someone open with their teeth?
That's...
I don't know if it's possible. It happens in movies.
I really
don't
think it's
possible. People use Bix all the time.
Have you seen the commercial for... Gosh, I don't remember what it was. It was like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But there was a bottle of beer, and it ended with a guy holding the beer, and he puts his thumb under the cap and goes like this. Psh! And it like halfway opens up. And I've actually tried doing that since watching it, and I think I like
hurt your finger
mortally wounded myself both times. I think I'm dying right now because of it.
Have you ever used your wedding ring to pop open like that?
Oh my gosh, no.
A pop top?
No.
Because I know there was a Heineken commercial.
Here's the conversation Kristen and I have every night as she's going to bed. My right arm is at some point displayed, and she goes, "Where's your wedding ring?" And I go, "It's on this hand." So by her showing me that she's concerned,
where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but she's not getting it. Well, she's like laying there, like you know, about to fall asleep, and seeing any arm, you know, seeing a hand.
It's supposed to be like the least important finger because it's a pain in the ass to have some chunk of metal on your.
There's specific reason why it's this one. Because if you're doing this to a girl, you're not going to lose it in her.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
fantastic.
Gonna finger bang bang you
into my life. Yeah. The mall guy was the best in that, though. Yeah. He's like, huh? What? Yeah. Where? Huh?
Yeah. It was so violent right now.
I'm sorry. It's South Park.
No, that's not.
It's South Park.
It's not the South Park part.
It's South Park, Jake. Don't worry about it.
Apparently the side of your body that your heart is on.
The vagina?
Well, no. Your heart's pretty centrally located, but the left ventricle is
so why
is
this
more muscular because it has to pump it all to your body.
Why does the finger?
The right
why
ventricle pumps into your lungs.
I don't know.
Look up ring finger on Wikipedia.
It's some bullshit about there being some kind of a ley line garbage to
ley
your heart thing. You know, like this is considered. Yeah, it's that. It's like everything else.
So Say it again.
Ring finger. Wikipedia.
No, no.
You'll get a Nine Inch Nails song.
You said something about the ley line.
But I think that's just from Outlaw Star.
No. I'll say when.
You get your vital information.
No. I mean,
oh, wait, I guess that's nothing to do with
it. Yeah, that doesn't. It's garbage. It's like knowing about astrological signs or something.
Ring finger. Yeah, ring finger. Does that say ring finger?
I think it's a Nine Inch Nails song.
Relevance, 99.2%.
Etymology.
The ring finger is the fourth digit on the human hand and the second most ulnar finger. Ooh, located between the middle finger and the little finger. Yeah. It is also called
Digitus medicinalis,
the fourth finger, digitus annularis, digitus quaternaris, or digitus IV in anatomy. According to
that'd be four IV, like Rocky Four IV.
It reflects an ancient belief that it is the magical finger. It is named after magic or rings called. Nameless? What? We're called nameless. This sounds like it's bullcrap.
Some cultures named it after its supposed magic power, especially the healing power. An example of the idea is the healing power is Besa Guariaro,
the medicine
Buddha.
Who uses his right ring finger for medicine.
Just go to Wikipedia ring finger, listeners, and you can get all this lifty information. Something to do with heart garbage and whatever, I don't know, but it sounds like it's a pain.
Ian is not pleased.
Okay, English, it's a leech finger. German, it's a doctor's finger.
Well, if it was the leech finger, that would mean they would think it connected best to the heart somehow.
Possibly.
Well, and it said up here,
that's what they think.
Ulnar finger. Ulnar, isn't that like a major, like, isn't that artery?
It's an artery, isn't it?
Ulnar?
UL?
Yeah, UL.
Ulnar. ULNAR.
Well, there's the ulnar, ulnus. The radius in the ulna is a bone in your arm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, radius.
So that's why, probably because it's the ulna.
Isn't there an ulnar artery, though?
It's possible. Usually they do kind of relate the...
Possible. You were pre-med. You're supposed to know this stuff.
Come on, dude.
I was a long time ago.
You were pre-med, though.
I've been doing...
Why did you stop doing that?
Because I wasn't very good at it.
The truth comes out.
Really?
I had no passion for medicine. I need to see me had passion. But I had no passion for anything, so I guess it was a bad idea.
You have passion for cartoons, don't you?
Yeah, being 12 years old.
Maybe you could invent a time
for what it's worth, right?
I found it. In Western cultures, a wedding ring is traditionally worn on the ring finger. According to tradition, in some countries, the wedding ring is worn on the left ring finger because the vein in the left ring finger, referred to as the vena amoris, was believed to be directly connected to the heart as a symbol of love.
If it were... Okay, then.
Now we know the boring reason.
Direct into the heart. It's not that boring.
What does this have to do with Rambo?
Rambo never got the girl.
You know what? What's interesting is that there is one movie, so we know he's not gay because there's one movie where he actually does have a little...
That's the second one?
Yeah, sexual intercourse with a woman.
Does that actually happen, though, or is that implied? Or is
it's
it
implied.
Even, is
that
it
they,
just more of a, like, affection?
They might have just made, out.
I don't think there's anything. There's just sort of an affection, and she gives him that necklace thing.
Yeah.
I think that's the extent of it.
They made out.
Yeah, but then in the end, all she cared about was Brian or whatever that guy's name.
Oh, that was in the fourth one. Oh, no, that was actually different. She did give him a necklace in that one, and then he was looking around. He's like, is he alive? Is he...
In the second one, he gave a girl... In the second one, he gave a girl a pearl necklace.
That didn't happen.
No, that is right. I'm not going to describe it.
Oh, my God.
So,
you're really just...
Oh, come on!
You're just...
Oh, don't look at me like you...
What am I supposed to do when I'm over here?
You're supposed to high-five me when
I
do something like that.
I suppose.
Rachel's supposed to high-five me when I do something like that.
I would never high-five
you okay?
You about
go.
Cough. I just
cough.
Have, like, a weird cough. I don't know. I'm always sick.
You think it's cancer?
Every time you cough, I'm sick.
I think. Maybe
I think it might be cancer. It probably is cancer.
Don't tell me that.
Actually.
Is it contagious?
It's contagious
yes,
cancer.
You probably have it right now. Because we shared popcorn.
We did.
You guys got some popcorn?
Yeah, we did.
Even though you knew how violent it was going to be, you're like, oh, I want to eat some popcorn.
No, actually, what was interesting
was
as we were watching it, you had just finished eating a bunch of popcorn in the previews, and then it started with, like, people getting blown up in a rice patty, and I was thinking, like, I wonder if she's going to, like, get all sick and stuff. But how violent did you really think it was? Like... This is what I love about Rachel. Before we saw it, I said, I got to warn you, this is the most violent movie I've ever seen. She's like, eh.
There was definitely It was definitely the goriest movie I've ever seen. But there were certain parts where I was kind of shocked that they didn't show things. Like the very beginning, when he ends up killing all those people.
With the...
The pirates.
With the gun. Oh,
okay, right.
Yeah, that, so that he, was he a puts bit... his he puts his head, his foot on the guy's head, and, like, puts the gun down and shoots, and it doesn't show.
No, it did show it, actually, but it's really quick. I actually... I'm more watching of it the second time I know, that. Noticed it, like... They show him shoot all four guys. Then when he gets up there, like, they show it. And I thought you noticed that part because the back of the guy's head explodes. They actually do show it for a split second.
Which is how that works. It's the exit. The exit wound is a big deal.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that.
It was quick cuts. You have to understand.
And I remember being, like, I can't believe they didn't show, right. like, it.
You have to
like
understand that with that happening. Level of violence, there's only so much the MPAA will allow, so they have to cut stuff down. And like if they do show it, it's for a split second.
Yeah, it was definitely very gory. And the part I did appreciate about it was for the first time watching somebody get their stomach cut. That some like intestines did fall out, yeah. Which that would obviously happen. What because is it called? Yeah. Being disemboweled?
Yeah, disemboweled. Right? Yeah, there's a if very the bowel thin comes layer out, of yeah. anything there to, like, hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and so, like, stuff actually came out. And then when he like, kicked him away, his body, it, like, his torso yeah. was, like, coming apart. Yeah. And it wasn't like, oh, my stomach's cut and I'm bleeding. Ooh, I'm going to die.
What I want to know is how much strength or how sharp would that machete that he made that looked really crappy have to be that... He, like, taps that guy's shoulder who was on the back, like, in the back of the truck, and then cuts his head off, like,
I've heard that sheet metal machete. Never happens that way, that you cannot
You'd have to hack at somebody's head for that to happen, I think.
Yeah, well, there's that thing on the internet, which I refuse to look at, that it showed of an American soldier getting his head chopped off, which I think it's disgusting
to say that
somebody put that on, but, like, I heard people that have seen it say it's nothing like you see in the movies. You don't just cut it off.
One of the John Carpenter episodes of Masters of Horror from the first season, somebody grabs some girl's head as she's tied to a chair, and the first time he cuts with this big, huge machete thing, it, like, goes a few inches in, and he has to keep hacking at it, and eventually just kind of peels off.
Well, yeah, it's like, you have, like, your huge, like, spine.
Yeah.
Right yeah. there. Like, that's a big bone.
It's cervical. Just... Actually, it's
clavicle.
No.
This is clavicle.
Oh, I'm getting confused now.
There's the cervical vertebrae, which are just separated, and then there's the spinal column. So they're actually sort of bone separated by the discs. You know, you heard of someone slipping a disc?
Yeah.
So if you hit in a disc prep,
that's all I was going to say. It'd be possible to cut smoother,
but you're still cutting through a lot of connective tissue. You've got the throat, you've got the windpipe.
The neck is probably one of the thickest. Like
yeah, like depending on the kind of neck
to cut through.
So, the violence was pretty effective.
It was definitely the most violent film I've ever seen, and I watch violent movies.
I don't watch any of those torture movies, really. Although I did watch the fourth Saw movie, because Seth and I are supposed to podcast about it at some point.
Nah. Well, what about Hostel? I was just going to bring that up. I was just going to say, what about Hostel? Because that, I actually was having to close my eyes during part of that movie.
One thing I've been missing is
it's the context for me, but, really. Violence is more of the... Yeah, I'll be bothered by it because of certain context.
The reason why I think, is because... In Rambo, they're fighting for justice and to save their own people. In this movie, it's just sick bastards in Hostel that pay to torture people.
It's kind of like there's nothing to it.
The thing I always think about in Hostel was when the thugs are chasing through the city, and he gets stopped by the kids, and he luckily has a bag of candy, and he gives them the bag of candy. The thugs come through, and they stop them, and they end up like. Throwing rocks at him and stuff. And then it cuts to the shot of one of them they knocked out and he's on the ground and the kid has a big rock and he's just smashing his head in and it actually shows his head go like this.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of those crazy violent movies just for the sake of violence. I guess I prefer that it be geared towards some kind of a effective goal. Like you said, you know, there's some kind of fight there and his justification and something.
Yeah.
That's why I love Blood Rain. There doesn't have to be a point for me. It just has to be violent.
Yeah. I've never understood why us humans being as intelligent as we are, I guess maybe we're not so intelligent, and we can't find another way to solve problems besides killing each other.
Well, we find plenty of other ways. It's just a good way.
There's a finality to it, and it's generally pretty easy. If you got the motivation to do it, you can pretty easily kill somebody.
And sometimes you have to.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. Like, I don't understand why, like, we do that. But at the same time, I remember how I felt on 9/11. I wanted to go over there and kill everyone.
Yeah.
I when I watched this movie, 100% would can say I would have killed all those people too myself.
You got to see I think the real violence of that movie isn't so much the like good guys killing the bad guys, but the bad guys sort of raiding that village
about 20 minutes in.
Like, and there's, you know,
they're tossing babies into fire.
Babies being tossed into fire.
Kids in the chest.
It's like someone's on fire while they're being raped. It's all kinds of that stuff. They just kind of choco block, lump sum it. And that really does elicit something. You know, you see that kind of stuff and you're like, wow, that's
happening. One thing I did appreciate about that movie was it definitely implied and showed that women were getting raped, but didn't actually show it happening, yeah. Which I've seen movies before where that happens, and it, like, really, really bothers me that they would, like,
show that. Pretty bad.
Like, I can't even remember what the movie was that I saw once where it, like, showed... I don't know, it was, like, an old, like, kind of medieval, almost, times movie when this girl was getting raped, and it, like, showed it happening. And that's, like, the worst thing in the world. So I appreciated that obviously those things happen, and it implied that this is going on, but didn't actually show it. But the violence was definitely upscale and good, but definitely digitalized. I was a little disappointed because there were some parts where it was just so obvious.
Right.
But.
No scissors?
Can't do it, man. It's too messy.
Yeah. It's too messy. I can't commit to it.
You know what? Enough.